The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends on this Friday, March the 16th. I've got one guest, and actually we've got three guests here, but we're not sure how many of them are going to talk. Three ladies, you know, they're kind of running everything for us. Visha Guru, welcome to Radio Friends, Visha.
Thank you, Paul.
And Visha came all the way from Versailles, Missouri. Yeah. That's about an hour drive.
Yeah.
You're here with the Mennonite Central Committee Relief Auction.
Yes.
Now, if you go online, go to kbia.org, click on Radio Friends, and watch the vodcast. Our background today are these quilts that are kind of moving in the background, and there's a reason for that. But tell me about the Mennonite Central Committee Relief Auction.
Yeah, we have ours for the 14th time this year, and the money that we make goes for World Hunger Relief, for building dams to make clean water for mm-hmm. areas like in Tanzania. Mm-hmm. We have a large Mennonite community in Versailles, and so they are setting it up. But we would like people from Columbia and Jeff
from
City
all
to
over.
Come.
You
yes.
want people from all over to
and
come.
And so we are auctioning on Saturday quilts and furniture and all kind of other things, too.
And pictures, too, which we'll show
and
you.
Yes.
Okay. Now, we've got quilts. Now, I know you're listening on the radio, but you can go and watch this on the KBIA website, kbia.org. Click on Talk Shows and then Radio Friend. Whoop! One of our quilts came down. Wait, hold this up. Now, let's take a look. The first quilt that you got here, and the mystery voice in the background is Mary Ella. Tell us about this yellow quilt, Mary
this
Ella.
This is a Dresden plate. It's 102 inches by 116 inches. It is queen size.
Okay.
And it's done in multicolors of calico prints that are reproduction prints from vintage.
That is beautiful. So use your imagination if you're listening on the radio, but go watch it on KBIA.org. Now, we drop that one, and we've got a blue-colored quilt here in the background. What is this, Mariella?
This is called the Lone Star in Common.
Uh-huh.
And it is 107 by 118. It is burgundy and navy.
Yeah.
It also has a navy and gold fabric for accent. It is hand quilted with lots of little details.
That is beautiful. You're painting a beautiful picture for this on the radio. And this last one is white with a lot of...
Yeah, that you need to lift up a little bit.
This is what?
It is basket of grapes. It is hand appliqued.
Yeah.
And it is in shades of purple and green. There's a tremendous amount of handwork. So I don't know if you can tell,
yes.
but each grape is about the size of a half dollar, and it is hand appliqued.
That is beautiful. Now, all of these quilts are going to be auctioned off
yes.
to raise
and
money.
And many
right?
more.
And a whole lot more. How many?
Yes.
And these quilts are all made locally?
Locally, and some of them are. The top came from Pennsylvania.
Some people donate tops, and we hand quilt them.
Oh, mm-hmm. wow.
And they have quiltings. The Old Order Mennonites, they get together with 60 women.
Yeah, 60 women?
60 women, and they do six quilts in one day.
60 women
yes.
do six quilts in one day.
Yes.
Who's
uh-huh.
the boss there? Are you
Mariella.
The boss? Mariella's the boss? Okay. And then
sure.
we've got a beautiful piece
picture.
Of artwork here. Describe this.
It's a print from P. Buckley Moss.
Uh-huh.
And she has donated... These prints, there were 1,000 of these only.
Well, oh, that's beautiful.
They were donated to MCC, and we may auction them off.
Now, is this a Mennonite community that we're looking at?
Yes, and this is barn raising.
Yes.
And it was after a fire, and she went there, and it was a community spirit, she calls
okay.
this one.
How much yes. money are you hoping that you're going to raise with this event?
Oh, What a good question.
I like that.
Yes.
And she didn't even tell me to ask this question.
I'm sure we're aiming for, how much, Mariella? All that we can get. Yeah, but 25,000 or something like
that. Oh, my goodness.
We did 42 last year.
Wait a minute. Oh, Mariella, put this quote down so we can see it.
We did $42,000.
$42,000 last year. So you're hoping that you will top $42,000
this year. Yeah, see, I was way low, yes.
Yeah, that's okay, Visha. That's okay. And all the money again goes where?
And the money goes for World Hunger Relief.
World
that's
Hunger Relief.
That's a general term to say it that way.
Yeah.
But we had a gentleman, our president of our whole group that makes this sale happening. He went to Tanzania and saw how sand dams were made.
Sand dams.
Because the ladies had to walk how many miles?
6 miles.
6 miles to get water.
To get clean water.
And it wasn't even clean.
Well, it wasn't clean.
Oh, no, they bathed in the same water, you know.
Yeah. You know, we are so fortunate.
Yes, we are.
Many of us are so fortunate. And we don't realize the blessings that we have showered upon us.
Okay.
And so by going out to this Mennonite Central Committee relief auction, you're helping people who are less
fortunate. Many people.
Okay.
And let me tell you a little bit more about this, because Friday evening we already have a big meal with entertainment. And you should come, really, with your camera.
Okay, so you got a big meal and entertainment. What's the entertainment?
Yes, now the meal first.
Oh, the meal first,
Whole hog meal, whole hog meat, you know, that they roast. And then...
Are you roasting it?
Yeah, no, but there's some gentlemen that do.
Okay.
We started with 2 hogs, last year 3, this year we do 4.
4 hogs?
For that meal
on
Friday evening.
And then what's the entertainment?
And the entertainment, is, don't you want to know what, besides the meat?
Go ahead, Lisa.
Okay, scalloped potatoes homemade rolls and salads and corn and wonderful desserts.
Okay.
So, I mean, it's really wonderful meal.
How much does that cost?
Yeah, that is a good question because in the first place we sold tickets and that was a hassle.
Okay.
So now we take donations.
Oh, so people donate
and
what
they want. So whatever you think is worth it. And usually people think it's more worth than what a ticket would have cost.
Okay. Okay. So you came out ahead
there. That's what we're expecting, of course.
Now, may I ask, what is the entertainment? We're almost out of time.
And entertainment, yes. We have children's groups that are coming to sing, and Ed Zimmerman will show his pictures of Tanzania.
Oh, Ed Zimmerman, okay.
And and there is a doctor that has worked in Mexico that is going to tell about that too.
Okay.
15 minutes talk.
And the children's auction.
And there's a children's auction.
Okay.
Fantastic. Also.
You know what? We're out of time.
Unless, oh, no.
That's too bad. But KBIA is going to start the classical music here, so we're going to have to go now. But if people want more information, what's the phone number to call?
Yes. Well, they can call my telephone number, I guess, 573-378-5510.
Okay, and this will be in Versailles this coming
16th and 17th of March.
That is
today and tomorrow.
Today and tomorrow. They're roasting those hogs right now.
Yes.
Okay. So, and go tell Visha hi. You're a delightful day. Oh, you got to say hi to your brother in Holland.
Oh,
right?
Hi, Harp.
He's in Holland.
Yes.
Both brothers are in Holland.
Yes.
Okay. Monday, we got the Salvation Army. We're out of time, Visha. I'm sorry.
Right.
Our show directed by Travis McMillan, Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers, KBIA. Our floor director is Danny Madison. Our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. Bye-bye.